Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A new state Natural Resource Conservation Service director is learning about Kentucky and the conservation efforts of farmers in the bluegrass. Brunella Velez, who became the interim director in August, says she is enjoying getting to know the farmers in the state.
It is beautiful. It's diverse. It's like three states in one, I think, is how I will describe it to people that have never been here. I've worked in Wisconsin for over 9 years, and I thought it would be kind of like the Midwest. Right. So it was very surprising to see just three different distinct areas that are beautiful.
Velez says while NRCS is kicking off the new year, some of the programs may be delayed because the new farm bill is not in place.
Right now, we're kind of closing our year. So actually, it's our new year. October 1st is our beginning of the year. So we're kind of just getting ready for the next fiscal year, getting ready for the programs that we can move forward, like the environmental quality incentive programs, which are currently announcing a sign-up that we're going to be having until we have the finalized farm bill.
She adds a previous year that ended September 30th was good for Kentucky farmers.
Last year, we have somewhere around $80 million that we did on the environmental quality incentive program, and we did somewhere around $1 million. So altogether, $20 million went out to local producers to help with anything from conservation of cropland to some forestry work, high tunnels, and a little bit of everything.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent. It's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
State NRCS Director Brunella Velez says she is impressed by the conservation efforts of Kentucky farmers.
I think everybody is trying to do the best they can, you know, stewarding the land and, you know, really looking for opportunities to improve their production and improve their conservation of the land.
Velez, who recently toured the state with Farm Service Agency Director Brian Laceville, says Kentucky is quite unique.
It's a beautiful place, and just the interest of partners and just the love of the land and how proud people are. And so I'm really enjoying just to see the contrast between Rhode Island being tiny, and I actually found out that it fits three times in the Purchase area, and that our coastline is 400 miles, and that's inside of the Mammoth Cave is 412 miles. So you can actually put Rhode Island in there.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.